88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Community amplified.
SoCal Sound, good Sunday afternoon, boys and girls, and welcome to another edition of Super Sounds of the 70s. My name is Bob Goodman, and I'll be both your navigator and your pilot on this two-hour musical journey in my way back machine, dialed in to that decade, the 70s. Well, boys and girls, another interesting week here on planet Earth, so it's once again my role to distract you from all the noise that swirls around us seemingly 24/7, 365. Beautiful last couple of days here in Southern California. Temperatures summer-like in the 70s and low 80s, depending upon where you are, giving us a hint of what's coming up in spring. And also what's coming up, tomorrow is, for many people, an observed holiday to commemorate the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. His actual birthday was a couple of days ago, but it's become a national holiday and celebrated on the third Monday of January. Great show lined up, and we're going to begin with a short tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. in words and music on Super Sounds of the 70s.
Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1929. Faith was always an important part of daily life, as both his father and grandfather were Baptist ministers. He thrived at a segregated high school, graduating at 15, before heading off to Morehouse College. He then dedicated 3 years to theological study at Crozier Seminary in Pennsylvania. While earning his graduate degree at Boston University, he met Coretta Scott, who he would marry and have 4 children with. King and his family settled in Montgomery, Alabama, when he became the 20th pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. When Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to relinquish her seat to a white man on a Montgomery City bus in 1955, the incident lit a fire under the burgeoning civil rights movement.
His boycott of the bus system in Montgomery, Alabama was tremendously successful because he was incredibly strategic and he worked with other people to get the individuals in Montgomery, Alabama to understand that they weren't going to take it anymore.
King's experience, passion for the cause, and position in the community gave him the credentials to become a leader in the 381-day boycott of the city buses. On December 20th, 1956, the Supreme Court ruled segregated buses to be unconstitutional. This was a major victory for the civil rights cause and proved King's nonviolent methods of protest could yield results. King was now the national face of the civil rights cause. He was jailed over 20 times, was once stabbed in the chest, his house was bombed, and he suffered relentless personal attacks on himself and his family. For a man of peaceful intentions, he unfortunately spent much of his life the target of violent intent, yet the threats never stopped him.
Dr. King inspired thousands of people through his eloquence and through his fearlessness, especially after his home was firebombed with his wife and his children. They showed through their courage that they were prepared to give their lives to the cause of freedom.
King worked tirelessly to promote the cause he so strongly believed in. And from 1957 through 1968, he traveled over 6 million miles, delivered 2,500 speeches, wrote 5 books and dozens of articles. His hard work and ability to communicate earned him such respect that he earned the ear of President John F. Kennedy, who personally met with King.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Has been shot at the Lorraine.
All TAC units on the call, you are to form a ring around the Lorraine Hotel. You're to form a ring around the Lorraine Hotel. No one is to enter or leave.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Police, who have been keeping a close watch over the Nobel Peace Prize winner because of Memphis' turbulent racial situation, were on the scene almost immediately. They rushed the 39-year-old Negro leader to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound in the neck.
I have some very sad news for all of you, and I think sad news for all of our fellow citizens and people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Right here, child, boys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Such a cold days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free. Someday, soon, he's gone.
Five, the SoCal Sound. You're with Bob Goodman. It's Super Sounds of the 70s every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Our tribute to Martin Luther King Jr., concluding with Dion and what has become an anthem and a tribute to three great men, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr. and John F. Kennedy. Right before that, former DJ Tom Clay and What the World Needs Now. We had some news actualities of the day that Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. It featured a short clip of his dream speech, his famous dream speech, the actual police radio call in Memphis, Walter Cronkite reporting to America what had happened, and Robert F. Kennedy on the campaign trail, letting his followers know what occurred in Memphis a short while prior to his announcement. Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated on April 4th, 1968, at the age of 39. This tragic assassination would repeat itself just 2 short months later as Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in June of 1968. Here's Paul Simon.
A pilgrim on a pilgrimage walked across the Brooklyn Bridge, his sneakers torn. In the hour when the homeless move their cardboard blankets and the new day is born, folded in his backpack pocket the questions that he'd copied from his heart. Who am I in this lonely world, and where will I make my bed tonight when twilight turns to dark? Questions for the angels. Who believes in fools do? Fools and pilgrims all over the world. If you shop for love in a bargain store and you don't get what you bargained for, can you get your money back? If an empty train in a railroad station calls you to its destination, can you choose another track? Will I wake up from these violent dreams with my hair as white as the morning moon? Questions for the angels. Who believes in? I do. Fools and pilgrims all over the world. Downtown Brooklyn, the pilgrim is passing a billboard that catches his eye. It's Jay-Z. He's got a kid on each knee. He's wearing clothes that he wants us to try. If every human on the planet and all the buildings on it should disappear, would a zebra grazing in the African savannah care enough to shed one zebra tear? Questions for the angels. Thank you.
there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
5, the SoCal Sound. You're with Bob Goodman. It's Super Sounds of the 70s every Sunday from 4 to 6. Concluding our tribute to Martin Luther King Jr., Jeff Buckley in Hallelujah from his wonderful record called Grace, and Paul Simon with Questions for the Angels. We departed a little bit from the 1970s so that we may pay tribute to Martin Luther King on this day before his birthday celebration. We'll be right back.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Deadly Wax. For the record collectors, music heads, and vinyl junkies out there, Deadly Wax is now open in Granada Hills with a deep selection of quality used and select new vinyl. Located in the heart of Granada Village at Chatsworth Street and Zelza, open every day but Monday. And yes, they buy old records.
Did you know that perks of membership include access to free ticket giveaways and invitations to special SoCal Sound events? Why not kick off the new year by becoming a new member, renew your lapsed membership, or make an additional gift? Vehicle, stock, and donor-advised fund gifts are also greatly appreciated. It all starts at thesocalsound.org/donate.
Want to catch up on those incredible live sessions? You can with the SoCal Sound app. Free to download now.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth, withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in their hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. Thank you. Well, there's no space and time. I love you for my life. You are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and now we're singing this song for you. We were alone and now we're singing this song for you. We were alone and now we're singing my song. Singing this song for you.
So if you're walking down the street sometime,
some hollow ancient ass. Please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there. Hello.
SoCal Sound, you're with Bob Goodman. It's Super Sounds of the 70s. We close the set with Laura Nero from a wonderful record called New York Tenderberry and Gibson Street. John Prine right before that from his first album and a song that's been covered by quite a few people, Hello in There. And we began with Leon Russell and a song for you. Yes, Super Sounds of the 70s every Sunday from 4 to 6. Thanks so much for hanging out with me on this Sunday in Los Angeles. Hey, if you're a baseball fan, and who's not, well, there's a chance that you can win tickets for our Innings Fest in Tempe, Arizona. It's a wonderful musical festival near an MLB spring training site in Tempe, Arizona. And this driveway includes a pair of passes for the festival and a two-night hotel stay. It's really simple to enter. Just sign up for our newsletter. It's that easy. And if you're already signed up, well, you can enter within our newsletter. The details are at www.thesocalsound.org and also the free SoCal Sound app. If you don't already have it, you can download it at the App Store. That's Innings Fest 2026 in Tempe, Arizona. What a great couple of days you'll have in Arizona, watching baseball and listening to music. What a combination. But you got to be in it to win it. So please go to our website if you're not already a member and sign up. It's quite easy. It also supports this great radio station and programs like this. So no excuses not to. And if you're a baseball and music fan, it could be all that you dream.
I've been down, but not like this.
beside me, my only son. Listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. I
we'll be right back.
88.5 The SoCal Sounds. You're with Bob Goodman. It's Super Sounds of the 70s. We do this every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Thanks for hanging out with me on a Sunday in Los Angeles. Moby Grape from their debut recording and a tune called Omaha. Leonard Skinnerd and Simple Man. And we began with Little Feet and All That You Dream. Yes, Super Sounds of the 70s every Sunday from 4 to 6. And we're going to be right back right after we take care of some legal stuff. Don't go away.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Community amplified.
Thank you. sleep, you know. There's blankets on my bed. I stayed there for a while till they discovered I was dead. The coroner was friendly. If I hadn't have been a woman, I guess I'd never have been caught. They gave me back my house and car, and nothing more was said. He said, go get lost and walk toward his Cadillac. I chopped down the palm tree and he landed on his.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna wait. We're so sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a ring.
SoCal Sound, you're with Bob Goodman. Super Sounds of the 70s, Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. We came out of our legal break and took a last trip to Tulsa, courtesy of Neil Young from his very first solo album after Buffalo Springfield split up. And then we slid into Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, from the album Ram, Paul and Linda McCartney. Yes, Super Sounds of the 70s, every Sunday from 4 to 6. And just a reminder, if you're not already a member, one of the great perks of becoming a member, besides all this great entertainment and the fact that you have the knowledge that you're helping support and keeping shows like this on the air, we also give away tickets. You can stop by our ticket window after you become a member. One example of what we have available is Jason Isbell and the 400 at the Orpheum on the 31st of this month. That's Jason Isbell and the 400 unit at the Orpheum on January 31st. Just got to be in it to win it. So go to our website and subscribe, become a member, and then go to our ticket window. We always have plenty of tickets available to some of your favorite venues and includes some of your favorite artists. Here's the Allman Brothers Band on Super Sounds of the 70s. 5, the SoCal Sound at Super Sounds of the 70s with Bob Goodman every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m., a set to make you tap your toes. We closed it with the Eagles and Take It Easy, a tune written by Jackson Browne. What a great tune that is. One of their signature tunes. Quicksilver Messenger Service from an album called Solid Silver. Kind of a reunion album of sorts. And we heard Gypsy Lights, and we began with the Allman Brothers Band from Idlewild South, and Revival. Revival is in the air. Yes, Super Sounds of the 70s, every Sunday from 4 to 6. And looking up at the clock, it appears that it's time for our initial descent. So please, fold up your tray tables, put your seat backs in their upright position, fasten your seat belts. And I'll see you in a bit.
Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, the SoCal Sound has tickets for the Winter Carnival Tour featuring Atmosphere at the Novo on February 12th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Atmosphere, the Novo, February 12th.
Like sunshine, sunshine is fine. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind.
The
Corporation for Public Broadcasting, created to provide significant funding for public media, has been officially dissolved. While that is out of our control, you have the power right now to help ensure the SoCal Sound continues to serve your community, now and in the future, by donating any unused vehicle, cars, boats, RVs. We do everything from pickup to paperwork, and you can earn a tax credit. Get your vehicle donation started online at thesocalsound.org.
SoCal, listen up. 88.5 The SoCal Sound is sending you to Innings Festival 2026 this February in Tempe, Arizona. The ultimate blend of Cactus League baseball and killer concerts featuring Mumford & Sons, Blink-182, 21 Pilots, Cage the Elephant, Lord Huron, and so many more. We're qualifying you all month long. Head to thesocalsound.org and subscribe to our free newsletter. Subscribed already? Enter straight from your inbox. Baseball, sunshine, unforgettable performances. Check details on our app or thesocalsound.org. Enter today only from 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Studs back at gym, you know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, oh, sweet Jane, oh, sweet Jane. I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. Both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers. All you protesters, you can hear Jack say, get ready. Some evil mothers, well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die. See?
says she never saw you scratch my back.
Five, the SoCal Sound. You're with Bob Goodman. It's Super Sounds of the 70s every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Thanks so much for hanging out with me on this 18th of January. Wonderful Sunday afternoon here in Los Angeles. The Stones from Beggar's Banquet with Stray Cat Blues. Traffic from John Barleycorn Must Die and Stranger to Himself. And we began with the Velvet Underground and Sweet Jane from Loaded. Yes, Super Sounds of the 70s every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. And are you familiar with our Artists in Residence series? Well, every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. for an entire month, we invite one of your favorite artists or authors or even athletes to come in the studio and curate an entire hour of music for an entire month. Perhaps an artist we're trying to introduce you to. Well, you get it. That's every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. It's called Artists in Residence. And coming up on our next Artists in Residence on the 24th, the last podcast on the left, and on the 31st, Butch Vig of Garbage, producer of Nevermind, Siamese Dreams, and more. That's our Artists in Residence every Saturday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. Well, we began our initial descent. Now time to line up for our final approach. I'll see you when we touch down.
from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Don't rain all day. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. And it stung me. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. And it stung. The rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dressed. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver's van and he dropped us up the road. And we looked at the swim and we jumped right in at the mansion fishing poles. Oh, the water. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that stung me. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. Yeah, that stung me.
Stop it!
88.5, the SoCal Sound. You're with Bob Goodman, Super Sounds of the 70s, and concluding this week's musical journey in my Wayback Machine, Linda Ronstadt, one of her signature tunes, You're No Good, Van Morrison from a terrific record called Moondance, and It Stoned Me, and we began with a song that's been covered by many, the band's Chest Fever. Well, there it is. They're playing my song. Well, time for me to scoot on out. Got to make way for Ty Taylor's Soul Sunday. I'm sure he's got a great show cooking for you. And just want to thank you for letting me play some records for you once again. I sure hope you enjoyed it as much as I did putting it together. And we'll do it again next week. Please be careful out there and be kind to your fellow human beings, because after all, we're all we've got. Until next we meet, this is Bob Goodman saying have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll see ya.
Someone has hurt you and torn you apart. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me and let it be like they said it would be? Me loving you, girl, and you loving me. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love? Beside you, and no one to hold. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me? And when you've got nothing to lose, nothing to pay for, nothing to choose. Am I unwise to open up your eyes?
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Community amplified.
Wowza, what is the deal and how are you feeling? You just stumbled your way into Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Happy Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Well, almost anyway. In honor of Dr. King's plight toward giving us peace of mind and body and soul and spirit and wanting us to live and walk through this world and life with positive energy, loving one another, respecting one another, seeing and hearing each other. There's a stack of records to my right. Post-it is on the top of that stack and it says Soul Salve. These are classic soul songs meant to grab your spirit and soul and energy, lift it and toss it around the sky. These classic soul songs I've chosen are designed to make you dance, laugh, and love. First up, the birthday man himself, Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday.